The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want you to take a little listen to this.
It's been like 10 minutes.
It's a child. Do you want me to send the child out of the stadium? I can call in, but we need to continue for the moment.
Yes, that was, of course, the clip. You might have seen it on your socials at this stage. Emma Raducanu asking for a child, a crying child, to be evicted from the Cincinnati Open during her match against Aryna Sabalenka. Henry McKean, our own celebrity, our own crying child, is with us now. Henry, I mean, what is all this about?
Yeah, it's really, really interesting because, oh, there's a baby crying there. And you're right, it's slightly distracting. Do you know
Did you go out and record a baby?
No, that particular baby is, I think that baby is a real baby, but that's actually a sound effect. But the old News Talk building did have a baby crying ghost, but we won't go into that.
That is off-putting, though. I wouldn't like to be...
But we haven't got that in the new News Talk building. We don't have a ghost of a crying baby. But there used to be a baby that used to cry...
Down on Mount Street.
Yeah, in the kind of cafeteria or kitchenette. There used to be a crying baby ghost.
Sorry, can we get rid of that crying baby? I'm with Emma Raducanu. That is... Stop!
But it's hard to concentrate. So you can understand...
I can't think straight.
Why, you know, in tennis...
Gone. I think they're gone.
Well, for the moment,
it's back.
But no, it's difficult. And like in sporting events, restaurants, planes, the theatre, you know, where do you draw that line? I met this former restaurant manager and cabin crew.
So just behind us, we have a baby that's crying. Does a baby crying bother you?
If we're at a concert or something that's not, or like for instance, like a tennis match, it's not really relevant for a baby to be there. Obviously, if you're in a restaurant or in a cafe and things, that's okay, that's acceptable. And I have children on my own. I think when you go and see some sport, it can distract the players. And also, I think at a concert as well, you're here to see the concert. Children shouldn't be going to concerts. It's too loud for them. It's not sensory. It's not right for kids to be in.
When your kids cry, do you remove them from the restaurant or do you hope that everyone understands?
No, I do. I do remove my kids from the restaurant if they start crying. Now, I've had my kids go to restaurants very early on so they know how to behave. But when they do, I always bring like items with me to distract them and things. Like some people bring iPads. Like last case scenario, I have the iPad there, but most I have like colouring books and things. But yes, I do take them out. I feel a bit uncomfortable having children in a restaurant when people are trying to eat. I have worked in catering and stuff, and I've worked on the airline industry as well, so I know what it's like.
So when you worked in the airline industry and there's a baby crying, it happened to me, my son was one, like the baby behind us, you know, he wouldn't stop crying. It was a business flight, me and my child, and I felt so self-conscious. What do you say to that, you know, that passenger?
Personally, a lot of the times when I used to work in the airline industry, we used to take the babies off the passenger just to give the mother or the father a break and just a different, like move them around the flight as well, move them to different areas. It's very hard, especially in closed environments. I understand that. That's a different situation with the air pressure and you can't move around. But when it comes to something like a restaurant where you can leave, that's different, I feel like. I mean, no pressure on the parents. It is very difficult flying with kids anyway. The airport doesn't make it less stressful for a lot of people. It is very stressful trying to get up there in time and make sure all the bottles and everything was security. So you can understand that in relevant that. But yeah, I don't blame the parents on a flight and stuff, but something like sports event, concerts, where it's not really appropriate for children to be there.
Yes, she's absolutely right. Mm. I mean, there's certain places it's fine to bring a baby, even in context of sport. I mean, if you want to go to a match, a kind of a low-level club match, be that soccer, rugby, Gaelic games or whatever, I think that's fine because there's lots of space around and there's pretty constant cheering and shouting the whole way through it.
And the baby crying will be drowned out.
A theatre, on the other hand, you're not going to bring your baby to a theatre. And tennis is kind of somewhere in between, isn't it? There's cheering, but there's periods where everybody has to be quiet.
Absolutely. And a musical as well. I mean, with a musical, I would bring a baby to a musical.
You would?
Because it's theatre, but it's fun theatre.
Henry.
I think that's okay.
No, it's not okay. What if the baby starts crying? What would you do?
You bring the child out. You bring it to the lobby. No. You go, excuse me.
No.
And kids cry.
You should not be bringing your baby to the musical theatre.
No.
No. And that person should not have brought their baby to watch that tennis match.
You know, a terrible
stereotype.
And
they certainly should have left the second the baby started crying.
You know, the person perhaps was...
That person should be locked up.
Well, they're probably extremely wealthy and elitist, and they probably thought, you know, I paid a lot of money
for
this ticket.
So I don't lock up the wealthy.
So I'm going to let my baby cry. You know, there's definitely a bit of that going on.
Oh, I'll lock them up. Anyway, I pity the poor baby in all of this, because, you know, it's so hot and muggy as well at the moment. I'm sure it is in Cincinnati. They're probably struggling in the hot weather.
Well, like that here. I mean, we are basically the same. I mean, it's right now in Dublin City Centre, it's about 27 degrees with no actual, you know, wind whatsoever. So those babies are hot and bothered, and we as adults are as well. Here are babies and their parents.
Tell us about your baby.
Well, he's 7 weeks, so he's in his prime of crying. Babies are going to cry, and really you kind of have to soothe them. I do think if you have a baby in a public place and it is crying and you're not doing anything to stop it, then you should politely leave in any public place. But if you do have a baby in a public place and it's crying and you are trying to soothe it, then people should give you a little bit of time and have a little bit of patience.
And your baby now is sleeping?
Fast asleep.
A good baby?
Very good baby. Very good baby.
Your baby's crying. Oh, hello. Do you think it's the heat?
I think so. It's the heat, and because he's kind of spoiled and he loves water, so I just give him the water for him, yeah.
And do you feel self-conscious when your baby cries?
Self-conscious.
Do you worry that people might look and stare?
Not much. I mean, it depends on what he's crying for. Like, just now it's because it's heat. It's he wants water, as you can see.
Do you want some water?
Yeah.
So, Paul Allen, you've worked with everyone from airlines over the years to theatres to even sports events. When babies cry, is it a natural thing or should they be ejected?
Sure, well, an aircraft will go over your head or a bird will squawk, so issues like that need to be taken on board. But I think it's a bit of common sense is required. In the case of an aircraft taking off, many of us had a situation, and actually banging the back of the plane seat is the one that really gets me. But you just need to understand the child, it could be a different time zone, their ears are playing up, they're having maybe feeding issues, they need to feed, and they're not comfortable in their environment. So, you know, you need to be reasonable and accommodating. That's really what it is. And, like, you know, it'll only last a few minutes, and then the child will either go asleep or their parents will do something about it. But you need a bit of realism is what's required.
A tennis match, should a sportswoman be able to cope with the noise of a baby crying?
Well, in that case, that's a different situation where there's a live match, there's issues at stake. The parent needs to take a role, whether it's a mass, a ceremony. You remove the child. You try to take the kid out. Sorry, kid must leave. And you must take the child out. But you must be able to anticipate it, that the child, there may be some issues. Maybe the child should be fed and maybe can sleep through a match. But you need to anticipate something.
Absolutely agree. No babies or children allowed to tennis or golf or concerts, plays, etc. So selfish, crazy and not good for the baby or other people. Parents are deaf to their own kids, says somebody else. It's really annoying and very selfish on their part to impose that kind of noise on other people in public. Great form of contraception for me, though I've no kids and I don't want any now. And what kind of an idiot brings a baby to a tennis match in the heart of the summer? Terrible parenting decision. So kind of damning indictment on the text line, it seems. Do the opinions, though, Henry, do they differ with age?
No, I think they do. And on that, like festivals, do you bring a baby or a young child to festivals? Because I think the rule is you can, you know.
Well, we were all together now last weekend, and it's what did they say, under 12s and over 20s type thing.
So, exactly.
And there was lots of. I had my kids there. Neither of them are babies, but there were
and
people.
They behaved.
There were people bringing babies around. I didn't have an issue with that
because they get
drowned
out.
It's loud. Yeah. And exactly. And there's plenty
okay
of space.
And yeah, don't even start me when it comes to children on cargo bikes. God, I've just opened up a hole.
You have a problem with that?
No, I don't. I think it's great. But I sometimes worry about the safety.
Because, oh, really? You think they're bad parents?
Because I'm not saying that. I'm a cyclist too, and I also drive, and I worry.
Yeah, but you think you're a good parent, and those people are bad parents.
No, wait, I wouldn't say that. I'm concerned.
No, you wouldn't use that language, but it's what you think.
Drivers.
And that's what you'd say, what you think. You think they're bad parents.
No,
are you a bad parent? Do you have a cargo bike? Henry McKean at newstalk.com. Don't text into this show. I don't want to hear your opinion, email Henry.
I would love a cargo bike, but they're the price of a small car. But you're right. Age does come into it. Absolutely. I met a couple just getting off a flight from Toronto, and we start with an older Irish lady.
I think she was right, actually, because the child may have been distressed, you know. So it wouldn't, child was crying.
So you can understand why a sports person would want a child removed, especially from a tennis match when it was important.
If I heard a child crying like that, my first thought would be that child is distressed.
Let's get the child out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just off a plane, you're jet lagged. Were there any babies crying?
There were none. No, it was very quiet. We had a lovely flight over.
And how do you find babies crying on planes? You're all the way in from, did you say, Toronto?
Yeah, people are having babies, so we live in a world with babies, so we should get used to them.
And when a baby does cry on a plane, can you deal with it?
Most of the time, sure, yeah.
And what about you, babies crying on planes?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what babies do.
And their ears are sore. Their ears hurt. This is why they cry on planes. Because they've got growing ears.
Exactly, exactly.
We all share the same planet. I have two now grown up, half grown up kids. So there's absolutely no circumstances I can think of. Well, it might be inconvenient. They've just as much right to. If they're being allowed into the tournament, then they can hardly be ejected.
Oh, sorry, I have to disagree with that man. That baby should not have been at that tournament. People are right. It's annoying on planes. I mean, what's the alternative? You don't let kids on planes. Kids should be on planes. I mean, it's annoying, but like, it's fine. Yeah, exactly. Just deal with it.
Yeah, I can see.
But they shouldn't be at tennis. Shouldn't be at an international tennis tournament. Good God Almighty! I understand. You met three generations of one family, including a baby.
No, I did, and like that. I mean, rugby matches are different. Again, my son lasted just the first half, and then I had to take him out because of the messing. But he's improved, and now he can make it through a full match. But yeah, three generations and a baby. I met an English family on holiday with a baby who just won't settle.
You have a baby. How old is your baby?
She's 20 months.
So she's just under 2 years, and there she is. She was on a plane. Did she cry?
She was good on the plane. She was good on the plane, but she's been a nightmare. We've been in Dublin for 5 days, and she's been a nightmare.
Is it the heat? What is it?
Not enough sleep, not enough naps. So every meal time has been interesting.
And it's the change, I suppose, change of routine.
Change of routine, definitely. And yeah, I think there's teething going on, and who knows, she's normally an angel, but
and not. Do you think girls cry more than boys? I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. When they're babies.
Not in our experience, no.
No?
No. Nearly six-year-old who is also quite feisty. So.
And how do you deal with it when they cry in public? Do you eject them from the cafe or the restaurant, or do you hope that everyone around you understands?
Probably more the latter. Most people we find are understanding, particularly if they've had kids themselves.
Children naturally will cry when they're hungry, when they're thirsty, when they're tired, when they're just upset. And most people understand it and can put up with it. But for the parents, it can be extremely stressful because it just wears you down after a while, I think. In a tennis match, I can imagine why distraction would be unwelcome.
And that's the thing, a tennis match, golf, snooker, and a baby starts screaming. It can be hard for that sports person.
It can be very hard for them, yes. But then again, I don't know. I mean, they should be so focused on their game that they shouldn't really be distracted by somebody, by a child crying, I think.
They should be more professional.
Well, not professional. They should just be more understanding. Possibly understand more if you're in a theatre watching a play or a show and a child's crying. That would ruin it more. A tennis match, I'm not so sure that they should eject a child.
Can we have baby planes? Wonders one listener. Planes just for the babies and then other planes just for the adults. That's a great suggestion. No place for babies at sports events, especially golf. I can't understand parents putting their baby in danger at golf.
Oh, because the ball might hit them. Oh, they'll be fine. They'll be okay.
How many, if that person is listening, how many babies have been killed by flying golf balls?
It's rare. It's rare for anyone.
I suspect that's never happened. Anyway, 087 1400 106. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.